Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we're having or supposed to have a guest speaker on our show and to talk about internet marketing, and her name is Alka Dalal, and she has not called in yet, and I'm just not sure whether she's on a different time zone or what the situation is. What I will do is continue to talk and give you my talk about internet marketing. And when she calls in, we will conduct the interview with her. As you know, internet marketing covers a lot of different topics, but mainly what it is it's social networking on the internet. One of the reasons that we do social networking on the internet is it's a good way to build contacts and sales for your products or whatever company you have. If you are out of work, like a lot of people are currently, and you're looking for a source of income, there are a lot of people who have websites and have products to sell, and they will use people who have purchased products from them and sign them up as an affiliate to help them sell their products. When you do that, then you earn a commission. This is their way of helping you earn an income, but it's also a way of getting them marketed. Also, if you have a product to sell, then if you have customers who you know have a large mailing list that they constantly keep in touch with, then it's a good way for you to get out there and market yourself. So what you got to consider is, what is it that you really want to do with your products and your services? Where do you want to go with it? How are you going to take it and make it all work for you? There are a lot of things that you can do that can help you with growing your business and also helping you to market yourself. What you need to do is think about what it is that you are looking to do for your company and how you want to get out there and market it. Internet marketing is a really great way to market yourself because it allows you to do the things that you need to do to expand your reach, because word of mouth marketing is the same thing as network marketing, and that came into existence through Amway. So what you want to do is think of some things that you can do that can help you to grow your market, your niche. What is the niche that you have in the marketplace? How are you going to utilize that to help you expand your services and your products? There are other things that you can do that can help you with growing your business. And one of the things that you really want to think about is, what would it be like to have a sales force that you don't have to pay, or that they can do it working from home? Today, with the changing marketplace, we need to think of other ways that we can grow our business and market our business. So internet marketing becomes a very valuable tool to use. Part of the internet marketing is having a website, and that website is up there to sell you. That's one of the things that you need to think of when you're looking at growing your business. And how are you going to do those things that will help you to grow your business down the road? What are the things that you need to do to expand your services and the growth of your business? What we want to do is talk about some other things that you can think about that can help you with your network marketing. So what are some things that you can do in internet marketing? You join different social networks. You have the opportunity to expand your reach and how you're reaching the people that you want to reach. You also have a way of marketing your products by having other people help you and assist you in marketing your products. Which you can also do things that can help you to grow your business. So where is it that you want to go with your business, and how are you going to make it all work for yourself? There are a lot of things that you can do that can really help you in the business that you have and the growth that you have in your business. So how are we going to take it and work it so that you can grow your business? And what are some things that you need to think about when you are considering marketing on the internet? Why have a website? Because a website is something that sells you 24 hours a day on the internet. That's a very important aspect, because when you are considering growing your business, you have to think of all the options available to you. And there's a lot of different things that you can consider today that were not available years ago. So years ago, we did traditional marketing, which was getting out there and printing up brochures and doing mailings, and you had to do multiple mailings, and you had to buy mailing lists on a constant basis to be able to do that. But today you have other options available to you that you need to consider a bit when you're looking at growing a business. And having a website and developing your own products is a good way to do that for yourself. So what are some other things that you can do that can help you to grow your business down the road? And what are you going to do to help you make it all work for yourself? And having access to the internet is very important in almost every profession you're in, because this is a way for you to keep in touch with people that you have met around the country, in different places, and when you have gone to meetings, and you have to look at things that you're going to do that are going to help you with growing your business. And internet marketing becomes one of the things that you need to think about when you are out there marketing yourself. Now, what are some things that you need to consider about internet marketing? What are the things that you do? You write newsletters, and you can put that on your website, and you can send it out through email, or you can also do other things like keeping in touch with your clients. And what you need to do is also think about, think about things that you want to do down the road and where you expect to be in the future. What you might need to think about is some things that you want to do when the time comes. And think about things that you might very well be looking at doing in the future. And internet marketing becomes a very important aspect of where you are and what it is that you plan to do with your business. There's also other things that you need to think about, like what are the opportunities of internet marketing? How, if you are even looking for a job or for some contracts with your business, how can you think of some things that you can do by growing your business? And where do you want to be in the future with your business? So what are some other things that you can think about that are involved with internet marketing? There are many things that are available to you, the idea is for you to think about it in terms of where you're going to be in the future and how you're going to make it all grow for yourself. Social networking is a good thing to look at because by joining different social groups, then it gives you the opportunity to get out there and market yourself in non-traditional ways. Just like when you plan on growing your business, you have to look at some things that you need to consider when looking even for a position, because the virtual world is becoming the new marketing tool of growing your business and where you expect to be in the future. So what is it that you want to think about and what it is that you plan on doing when you look at things you need to do for your business? How are you going to grow? How are you going to take your business to the next level? And how are you going to take it and look at the things that you want to do to help you grow your business? Internet marketing becomes a big aspect of it. So what I'm going to do is also look at some things that I can tell you about internet marketing and what we need to think about when we look at these things. Can you think of some things that you want to do with your business down the road, and how are you going to take it all and make it all work for yourself? What are you going to do that's going to help you think of some things that you need to do to help you grow that business down the road? Where are you going to be when the time comes to think of some things that you want to help you grow that business? So when you think about growth and when you think about what it is that you want to do with your business and how you plan on growing internet marketing, what will you do down the road that's going to help you? What I want to do is also talk about how you can learn to create a positive presence on the internet and sell your products, services, ideas, and information. If you do not want to sell, then you can still use it as a social networking. With today's global economy, do you want to learn the intricacies of internet marketing and how to be successful? There's a lot of different things that you need to consider. When you think about marketing yourself on the internet, ways that you do that is through writing newsletters and sending them out to people that you have sold products to or people who have visited your website. You also need to look at social networking, and one of the great sites to look at is LinkedIn. This is a really good place to network with other professionals in your field, and it's a good way to develop customers in your field. Internet marketing becomes very effective because of all the opportunities that you have of generating new interest in who you are and the products that you have to sell. So what are some other things that you could think of that you would like to consider when you are doing these different things on internet marketing? And communication is a very important part of internet marketing, and understanding where you come from and your personal strengths and how you communicate with other people is a very important aspect of where you want to be when you're internet marketing your services and your products, because you may not have, or when you are writing an article and you are posting it on your different social sites as a bulletin, or when you go on places like MySpace or Facebook where you have a lot of contacts, then, and there's different sites that you can go to where you can post articles. This allows you to increase your visibility on the internet, but it also increases your ranking on the internet for your website. So that's a very important aspect of what it is that you need to consider. Now, how do we make people realize their mistakes? And one of the things you need to do is think about the things that you're doing and what is it that's working for you and what is it that's not working for you. And sometimes we don't evaluate those things, and we really need to consider evaluating where we are and what it is that we expect to do in the future and where we want to be down the road. That's a very important aspect of the things that you need to consider. And when you think of ways that you effectively communicate, now I use what's known as the DISC Classic Plus profile, and this is a product that's put out by Inscape Publishing, and it generates a report after you go online and take out and answer questions online, and it will generate a report for you, and that report will give you an idea of some of the ways that you communicate. For instance, in a lot of ways, when I communicate, I come out of a high D, high I behavior pattern. So for me, what that means is that I'm looked at as being an inspirational. And I'm very outgoing. I'm very well-spoken. But I'm also someone who considers and likes other people and wants to help other people. So I'm always reaching out to someone to help them. And that's an important aspect of things that you need to look at when you're looking at how you communicate. For instance, you know, Carlson or Inscape Publishing, the company that I work with, they have a lot of products that are online that you can take and generate reports. And these reports will help you in thinking about your communication skills. And it's a very important aspect when you're looking at communication, because you want to look at different things that explain who you are. For instance, when I took this report, it says that I'm high in both the dominance and influence dimensions. This means that these dimensions work together to form my style. Those who are strong in dominance or high Ds like to take action and achieve the results they desire. Those who are strong in influence seek contact with all types of people and look for opportunities to generate enthusiasm from those around them. And that's important to understand, because what that means is that when I'm in a crowd and I'm with people that I don't know, it's very easy for me to go to them and talk to them. So that's a very important aspect of where I come from. Now, that's one way of understanding the effective ways that you communicate. And leadership is very important in this aspect also. And we develop leadership skills partly by when we're in the workplace, going out and taking roles in nonprofit organizations to help them raise the funds they need. We also look at things that you can do to also ask you about the ways that you can look at things that you need to think about that can help you grow your business and expand it. So what are some things that you can also think about and things that you can consider? Now, also, you want to think about the fact that when you're in business for yourself, you're dealing with different people and you're dealing within a diverse environment. So you have to consider how you relate to different people. And a lot of times there's a lot of prejudice there. You can see it in what's happening with our new president, that there is a lot of prejudice going on in how they're looking at him and what their expectations of him. And there's also other things that you can consider as well. So let's look at some things that we need to consider when we are, say, building leadership skills. You may want to not always, but you can always look at where you are. And some people are meant to be leaders. Some people are just followers because they don't want to be the decision makers. Because usually a leader is someone who takes the bull by the horns and he just has total control in the group. And those people are very outgoing, very active. They are always out there. They believe in themselves. Now, what are some things that you also need to think about is that when you communicate, you need to think about when you're in a team, how that team would pass along different aspects of it. For instance, we use we have a profile that assesses team behavior, and it's based on CARE, creator, advancer, refiner, and enforcer. And usually the creator is the one that has the creative ideas. And what makes that team work well is that when you have two people that have creative ideas and each one believes they're right, then it's going to create conflict. But if you have someone that is a facilitator and falls in all four quadrants, then they help move the group along to the next one. And the advancer is someone that will sit there, and he will consider whether or not the project is ready to move on to the next person, or whether it needs to go back and be more refined. The refiner is the one that will take it, and he'll look at the whole picture, and he will take it apart, and he will put it together, but he will look at and refine it in such a way to make sure that it's something that's going to be successful. And the enforcer is someone that takes the project and moves it on to the final phase. So it's important to understand when you're working in teams how each of you work and how you can take a project and put it into completion. So some things that you need to look at is, when you're looking at the differences in your employees, what are some things that you would consider effective? And that's a very important aspect of something that you need to look at. It's also a very important aspect of something that you would take and want to access and move to the next level. There's also other things that you can consider about where you are and what it is that you want to do with your business and how you can take it and move it to that next level and what you can do to take it and put it in a position where you're taking it and moving it ahead. So what are some other things that you can consider that you would incorporate into your business that would help you with internet marketing? And let's talk about internet marketing. Some of the things you need to consider is not just the newsletter, but you need to consider writing articles. You need to consider when people have different discussions on different sites that you answer it and you give your opinion, because this is a way, you know, that you become known as an expert on that particular topic. And by becoming an expert on that particular topic, then it helps you to build your business. So what are some things that you can look at that are going to help you with growing your business and moving to the next level? So what are some things that we can consider doing at this time? And where do we want to move it? Where do you want to go with it? How are you going to expand what it is that you're currently doing? And how are you going to take it and move it to the next level for yourself? So let's talk about some things that you can do that can help you with your business. What are some things that you can actually do that could put you into the next level of your business? And think about some things that you want to consider, like how you can increase or grow your business, how you can increase your income, how that improves your financial line on where you are and what it is that you want to do. There's a lot of things that internet marketing plays into. So let's think also about some other ways that you can help yourself with growing your business and in writing articles and why that's very important for you to understand. What we want to do is look at some things that you can do that can help you with growing your business down the road. If you're not at a point where that growth is there or that you're ready for the next level. What are some things that you can do that will help you with moving to the next level? What will you do that will help you with expanding your services down the road? What is it that you want to think about that's going to help you with growing your business, and how are you going to expand it? When we look at internet marketing and we think about financial, what that means is it helps you lower your expenses when you're marketing yourself in the marketplace, because when you go on a site and you write articles or you post your articles, then that's building your expertise, but it's also something that you're doing at a low expense. Because if you had to go out and market yourself in the traditional methods, you would have to be paying someone else to publish your articles in their magazine. And then if you write it today, it's something that may not come out to 3 or 4 months later. But when you use the internet and you go on a site and you write an article, then what happens is it gets posted immediately. And if someone sees it immediately within 24 hours, they will respond to that. And that is what is going to help you with growing your business down the road. Business is a very important aspect of it, because you have to have leadership skills if you're having your own business. You very much need to understand the internet, because it's a very important aspect of how you grow your business today. It's also one of the tools that you use to market yourself, even when you do the traditional methods of marketing. And financially, it's very important to understand, because when you are looking at growing your business, the expense of using the internet is not as much as it would be if you had had to go out and do this using other methods. So it becomes a very important aspect of where you are today and where it is that you expect to be down the road, and how you expect to grow that business down the road. What are some things that you can think about that you would do that can help you with internet marketing, and also can help you with slowly taking your business and growing it without having to worry about the expense of your business, how it can help you with cutting your financial issues? What are some other things that you can consider about your business that can help you with the growth of your business? What are some things that you can consider when you are out there looking at expanding your business? There's so many different things that you need to consider when you're looking at internet marketing. And not only that, through your website. Your website is very much an important aspect of how you market your services today. And your ranking on there is a very important aspect of how your income increases and grows. So everything that you do on the internet, by posting articles, by posting bulletins, by sending out newsletters, by sending out emails promoting your products using the internet, then it's something that allows you to increase your visibility in the workplace, and it allows you to grow in a way that will help you expand your services down the road. So what are some things that you can consider that will help you with looking at those aspects of your business? And where will you take it to go to the next level down the road? And how are you going to take it and put it into an aspect that will help you with growing your visibility down the road? What are some things that you can consider when you are looking at expanding your business? What are some things that you can do that can help you with putting your business in the right place? And how can you take it and make it work for you? Now, how does that work and how it increases your visibility in the workplace? and how is it going to expand where you're coming from in the workplace? It's a very important part of where you are and what it is that you want to do with your business down the road, and how are you going to take it and go into the next aspect of where you're at in the workplace. There are many things that you can do that will help you think about the things that you need to do when you are growing your business down the road. So what is it that you can do that can help you to increase your visibility when you are looking at internet marketing? What about things like email marketing? That's a very important aspect of some things that people do. Sometimes you can get it that with Constant Contacts, and you can go to eWeber. What that allows them to do is to do mass mailings for you that will promote your products and your services. That is, if you don't have the time to do it yourself, or you don't have anyone on your staff to do it for you, then that gives you the opportunity to look at things that you want to do that can really help you with putting your business in the place that you want to be in the future. So internet marketing is a very important aspect of your business. And when you look at it, more and more people are working from home on the internet today. You're not having as many people out there that are going to a 9-to-5 job. Those days are gone. You're seeing more and more people at Starbucks taking their laptops and going in there and getting on the internet and doing the work that they need to do, because when you can live in one city and you can work for someone in a totally different city or a totally different country just because you have access to the internet. So being on the internet is very much an important aspect of who you are and where it is that you plan on being in the future. So what are you going to do that's going to help you to grow that business to when you expect to put yourself down the road to help you grow that business? And what are you going to do that's going to help you to think in terms of what it is that you want to do to help you grow your business? And what are some things that you can do that's going to help you increase your income? So there are lots of things that you need to think about when you are out there doing your different projects and working, because what you want to do is think about ways that you can not only earn money for yourself, but maybe even help earn money for someone else. Part of that is what we call affiliate marketing. And affiliate marketing is how you can be working for someone and still be at home. And it's an option that people need to consider today. We're seeing last month that they had nearly 1 million people lose jobs. And the numbers are only going to increase, and the economy is, and the job market is not going to get any better. So what you need to think about is what are the alternatives that you can look for. More and more people are working from home using the internet as a way of earning a living. Today, many companies, what they're doing is instead of hiring people to work in their office, on the phones, on the computer, they are taking the computers and the phones and giving it to them and asking them to set up from home the phone lines and the internet lines. And then what they do is they funnel the calls into your home. That part of that is what we call internet marketing. So as you can see, there's lots of things that are going on today that is very much considered a part of where the economy. And you just have to retrain your way of thinking about what you're doing and where you plan to be in the next few years and how you plan on making it all work for you. So what are some other things that you can do that can honestly help you with growing your business down the road? And put yourself where you want to be in the future. There's lots of things that you need to consider when you're looking at your business today. You need to look at things like, where are you going to be down in the future? How are you going to take that business and put it in such a way that it's going to help you to grow your experiences, and also to think about how it's going to help you with planning your future. And access to the internet and marketing on the internet. When today, if you want to get a job, you don't just go to a company and fill out an application. You have to go online to their website and fill out an application. What that allows them to do is sift through the different applicants and see who's the most qualified and then bring them in for an interview. It allows them to quickly go through it and look at the things that they're looking for. And they have certain keywords that they're looking for that if it's not in your resume or in your application when you put it online, then they will not call you for an interview. So very much internet marketing is that there's a place out there where you can go like monster.com and you can post your resume. And different employers will go on there and they will look for people that have the skills that they're looking for. And if you have the skill that they're looking for, then what they will do is they will contact you and they will, in essence, call you in for an interview. Recently, I met someone who got a job here as a radiologist with a hospital. What she did was she went online, posted her resume. The hospital went online and they checked out resumes for a position that they had open. And what they did was they called her and invited her to come into Atlanta to be interviewed. And then a month later, they called. Well, first what they did was they called her and they interviewed her over the phone. Then a month later, they called her in and they brought her into Atlanta for a second interview. And then after the interview, they offered her the job, and they told her that since she currently had a job wherever she was living, that to give them notice and take the time to move here. And then she recently came and started this job. But that is a good way to get out there and market yourself if you're looking for another job. And if you don't have a job, but you are at home, then working from home is a good way to get out there and think in terms of internet marketing to be a way to increase your income. Because all you have to do is go online and put in certain keywords for whatever profession it is that you're interested in, whatever product it is that you're interested in, and see what pops up. Because everyone who has a business today has a website. If you don't have a website, then you're not considered in business. So what are some things that you can do to use the internet to help it and make it work for you and become the success that you need it to become? There's a lot of different things that you need to consider, but there's also things that you need to take and look at on how are you going to take it and make it work for you. How are you going to take it and put it in the place that it needs to be so that you can get out there and make it work for you. And think about some things that you're going to do that's going to help you with putting your business in the place you want to be in the future. And what are some of the things that you need to consider when you are going to be looking at putting your business in a position to move to the next level? And that's a very important aspect of it, because if you don't use the internet to market yourself, yes, you have the traditional method of places to go to market yourself. You can go to places like Yahoo and have set up a website for free because they have that option available to you. but you, there's also other things that you can do that can help you with growing your business and putting it in the right place. And what you need to think about is, how are you going to create the success that you want to have with yourself and your business, and where do you expect to make it work in the future, and how are you going to take it and put it in a place to move yourself to the next level? What are some things that you can do? And using the internet is a very important aspect of where you need to be today in growing your business, in expanding your services. Those are things that are very important in where you expect to be in this time, in the future. Also, where it is that you want to put yourself down the road. We have many different ways of marketing ourselves in internet marketing. And what you need to look at are some programs that you need to take that can help you with marketing yourself. And what you need to think about is how you can also, one of the things that you can do that can help you with growing your business is building self-confidence in yourself. By building self-confidence in yourself, then what this allows you to do is to put your experiences and your ability to help other people in places that can really put you in a place that can really help you to put your business at the next level. And also accepting people for who they are and realizing that there are things that you need to consider when you're looking at working in a diverse environment. And one of the things that you have to understand is that different people from different cultures, different words mean different things to them. So you have to, before you judge them on the things you're saying, you have to make sure you understand where they come from and what those things mean and why they're saying it in the way they're saying it. And maybe you need to learn to listen better and to respond to different people in such a way that they know that you're really listening to them. Because people get along better when they really believe that someone is listening to them and helping them and really into who they are. So what are some of the things that you can think about that can really help you? And how can you make a positive difference for your employees? Internet marketing is something that if you have people that are working for you and they could be in different cultures, then and you're doing a teleseminar or a webinar where you're training them, then you might need to consider what different words mean. If you think about it, in Alaska, that's a very cold country, but they have different words that mean different things because they live in an environment that they have snow the majority of the time. So they have different words that means different parts of it or different aspects of it. So it's important to think about where someone comes from and the culture that they work in. So what are some other things that you can think of that might very well help you to expand where you're coming from and the experiences that you have and how you can take someone and help them reach their goals? And what are some things that you can do as an internet marketer that can help you with expanding your business? One of those things is to offer an affiliate program that would allow other people to help you sell your products. And when they do that, then it's giving them an opportunity to make an income. And it also gives you an opportunity to sell your products. And that's a very important aspect of it. And article writing. Why is article writing important? Because when you get your articles out there, and the more people who read it and the more that you put on there, your website address or your phone number or a contact number, to let people know who you are and what you do, then what that will do is also put you in a position to move your business to the next level, because that is one of the aspects of internet marketing. And recently I have been taking a program to participate in a program that I need to raise the funds for. So what they're doing is they're teaching you how to get out there and put yourself in a position where you are going to reach your market. Now, I had someone that was supposed to be coming on and participating in the show today, and she had already posted it on her website that she was going to be on my show. And then when the time came that it was 10 o'clock for her to call in, I did not hear her call, and I have not. So I've been taking this time to discuss the internet marketing as I know it to be, because I have done some internet marketing, and recently I've also had to take and redo my website, and I changed the website name. My website address, which is now live, is onepersonalcareercoach.com. And one of the things I will be able to do on this site is also to take and put any shows that I have like this on the internet so that people can listen to it. I have a link to my show on my website. So if anyone's on my show on my website at the time, they will be able to listen to any presentations that I am given at that time. And if I have any guest speakers, they will be able to listen to them. So there's things that you can do that can also help you with internet marketing, like getting on radio shows or establishing a radio show of your own. Because one of the things that you need to do is develop your own products to sell. For instance, I'm an Inkscape publishing distributor, and I market their products to companies. I can go in and do in-house training. I can also do webinars. So not only that, I can take these products and I can use them to do my own presentations through webinars or teleseminars and give an overview of what it is, the product that I'm going to sell and how I'm going to sell it. And then after I do that, then what I do is I will take it and put it on my website to sell and make money doing it. So, and what I've done is I've created a product for myself. If you are looking for a way to market yourself, if you are not a good presenter, but you can answer questions and be interviewed. At one time, the only way to do this was to get on Oprah or Jay Leno or one of the talk shows like Regis and Kelly. But the idea being that that was how people went out there and marketed their products and their services. Today, with the internet, you have thousands of ways to market yourself. And thousands of ways that you can create your products for yourself. So what are some things that you can think of that you can write down that would help you with growing your business? And how can you use the internet to take it to the next level? Where do you expect to be in the future on internet marketing? Are you going to embrace this, or are you going to be afraid of it? In some households, people have gone overboard with the technology and the products they use. Some people haven't even begun to use the technology. The problem is that today, to keep up with all the changes that are going on in the world and all the changes that are going on in your community, then you have to look for new ways to market yourself. Newspapers today, they're losing subscriptions because people do not read the newspaper. But what they will do is they will go online and they will read articles online. Paul problem is that one of the reasons that we don't read the newspapers today as much as we used to, we don't have the time that we used to have years ago where you could sit down and you could take a couple of hours and you could read that newspaper through. And your only source of news was the newspaper. Today, you have a 24-hour news network. In fact, you have two or three of them that give you the news for 24 hours. Then you have the three major networks, and they'll give you 2 hours of news in the morning for local news. Then you'll have the 2 hours of a national program for news. So that's 4 hours of news. Then you'll have your noon news, which comes on for an hour. Then you will have your evening news that comes on for 2 hours. Then you will have your overnight news, because that's how they're filling space now. And just like on my show, I have to be someone who talks continually for 30 minutes or for 60 minutes, however long I've generated the show for, then what happens is I have to look at what it is that I'm going to do, how am I going to take it and make it work for me. And using the internet is a way for me to get out there and market my business. For instance, I did not get a computer to 3 years ago when I reactivated my file with Rehabilitation Services. Through them, they purchased for me my computer. They purchased all of the adaptive equipment for me to use. Then that opened the doors for me to be able to get out there and market myself. For a reason, I do not have a car because my income is limited. Right now, I mean, when you're growing a business, you're virtually starting on nothing unless you have a family that's going to help you with the funds to get out there and market your business. With the internet, you can get on there and you can write articles. You can go on Squidoo and write Lens. You can go on and submit articles to different sites that have request articles. You can get out there and you can have a website that promotes your business. You can have many different ways of marketing yourself once you use the internet. So that becomes something that you very much need to consider when you are looking at growing your business and where you expect to take and move that business and how are you going to increase your income. Because using the internet is a way to market yourself to a totally different country. Even on my website has gone up now, and I will not only accept the U.S. dollar, but I can also set it up to accept euros, because with my website being on the internet, it will be selling me, and it will be selling my products, and it will also be selling the services that I provide, and it will be selling the products that I have developed myself. And someone in another country may very well understand English, because in Europe, because they're surrounded by different countries, they can speak 5 languages. In the United States, people here speak 1 language fluently. They may learn a 2nd language, but they do not speak that fluently. So what are some other things that you can think of that would help you with your internet marketing of your business? Because that is a very important aspect of where you want to be and the things that you want to do for yourself. How are you going to take yourself and move yourself to the next level? How are you going to incorporate internet marketing to help you do that? There are all different ways that you can do things that will help you with expanding your business and growing your business and putting yourself at a level that can really help you get to that level of being where you want to be. So what businesses do you know that have products that complement your services that you can link with so that you will not only be selling your products to their customers, but they will also be selling their products to your customers? That is a way to benefit both of you when you are on the internet. So what are some things that you would consider doing for yourself that can really help you grow. And as I was saying earlier, one of the things that I've learned to do and being in touch with people is, years ago, when you sent out a letter, it would take 3, 4, 5 days. Today, we email each other. Sometimes we email each other too much. People, instead of sending you emails once a day, will send you 3 or 4, and is nothing but just promoting themselves, or they've just put up something on your site, that's a picture that had no meaning to you, and just said, have a nice day. Now, that becomes spam or junk mail. Things people are not thinking sometimes, that what they're doing may not be what the other individual is looking for or even has the time for. But internet marketing has become a good way of growing a business, because you figure if you get 1,000 people on your website in a week, over time, because of the ranking that you had or the keywords that are in your services and your products that people key in, or the domain name that you use, which helps you increase your ranking, then those become things that are very important in internet marketing. So what are some things that you can think of that can really help you with putting your business in the places that you want to be in the future? How can it increase you financially? How can it also increase your income and your bottom line? But how can it decrease some of your expenses? Because if you had only the traditional methods of marketing your product, you would have to use the newspaper to publish pictures of your product. You would have to be in there almost daily to promote yourself. On the internet, you can go and send emails daily, or do something like put out a success tip, something that you would send out to your customers or your clients once or twice a week, that keeps your name in their mind without being overly and giving them too much. Because eventually, sometimes if you are sending people 3 and 4 and 5 emails a day, then you're not even selling your product. What you're doing is turning people off to your product. So there has to be a medium that we consider that we use when we look at what it is that we want to do and how we can incorporate internet marketing into what it is that we do and how we want to reach our customer. There's so many different things that you can do that can really help you to expand what it is that you're doing and get yourself all of the place that you want to be. But there are also things that you may want to consider that incorporate internet marketing that will also help you down the road and put you in a position to help you grow your business and put you in a position to really put your business where you expect it to be in the future. There's also many things that you want to do, but you have to think about it in ways of what are the things that will help you to grow your business and expand your reach into other parts of the world. That's why we are now considered a global marketplace. And as you notice, one of the problems with the financial markets happened in the United States and expanded into other countries just because we are a global marketplace. We import products from different countries into the United States. The United States imports their products to other countries. Plus, the United States companies have outsourced services and to be made in other countries and sold here. Problem is that what they're doing is selling those products for the same price that they would have been selling it had it been made in this country. Problem is you have unions in this country that have gotten to the point where they've outpriced their jobs. So companies have looked for ways to save money, and it has increased their bottom line. But then what has happened is that you've gotten to a point where, because this country has outsourced so many jobs to other countries, and the people who used to hold those jobs have had to look for other sources of income. It has gotten to a point where what they have done is they have had to look for other sources of income. So their income has decreased. They've tried to initially keep spending the money the way they had been spending it before. And then what that ended up doing was creating an environment where we are no longer survivable as we know the workplace today.